Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hold on. Panic is ensuing. Just wait.
Hold on.
Just wait. Yeah, we're on the air.
What'd he do?
Hey! Ahoy! I was trying to stall for you, but, you know. You okay over there?
Here now.
There we go. We'll just get some Isaac T. Justice up in here right now.
Well, good luck to me. Yeah, now.
We had a different guy in this chair before me today, not Dusty.
Yes.
And there were some things that I wasn't prepared for.
Ah, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
You were throwing off your game.
I was.
I understand.
Namek threw me off my game. But I'm okay now.
You feeling better now?
What'd it do?
You settled in? Well, you already did it. Now that's two what it do's.
Hold on.
Oh, now are you having to disinfect now?
Well, yeah, now.
I disinfect every day.
Have you come like a full-on germaphobe at this point?
No.
No? But you can't go a day without...
No, every day.
Every day.
Because those guys are gross. Especially Dusty.
Well, he's not in here. So now you're
well,
just...
Well, I know, but okay. It's just a habit. Right. You do it too. Don't act like you don't do it. I see you over there wiping stuff down.
No, but I think the difference is like...
Getting on me about it.
You're having to stop what you're doing in order... You can't proceed without
cleaning.
That feels OCD to me.
A little behind.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That feels like maybe a touch of the tism there. Maybe somewhere on the...
Well, I do golf.
Maybe some... Why? Golfing is on the spectrum?
Oh, I think anybody who's that interested in golf is probably spectrum-y, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Why else would you like that dumb game?
I don't know. Like, we went to the Book of Mormon yesterday, which, by the way...
I knew that.
Phenomenal.
You know how I knew that, guys? Chauffeur.
Yeah. More importantly, let's not bury the lead. Because while the Book of Mormon was fantastic, what was better?
You're the first.
Yeah, the first chauffeured ride.
Yep.
In one 2013 gold Jack Rop owned Subaru Outback.
That's right, with Kansas plates.
Cloth seats. And we also discovered something because my daughter drives a 2014 Subaru Outback and cloth seats, like same ride basically. And when you got in, you were like, yeah, it smells a little bit. And I thought maybe it smelled of the old, but that's how our Subaru Outback smells.
I think it's
smells. I think Subaru Outbacks just smell that way.
Well, because of the seat. Like, yeah, I think the seats over 12 years just, accumulate that scent.
And
it's not terrible.
Bad. It's
it's kind of old.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought maybe it was the scent of old people, but I think it's just the scent of Subaru.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, that's Subaru.
It's
a lot of adventuring that gets done with your symmetrical all-wheel drive.
It's not a bad car.
No, I could see your excitement.
Yeah, I love it. I'm good with it.
It felt good. It felt good riding around Portland. And the gold color is a nice touch.
Yeah, so if you see a gold 2013 Subaru Outback cruising around in Portland with Kansas plates.
You know what's up.
That's your boy.
Because does Jack Rop drive anymore?
Yeah. Well, they have two cars. So they, so they kept one.
Yeah, so he will not be splitting time. This has become the full Asahi ride.
Wow. I mean, I think.
It's actually pretty neat.
Did he give it to her or did you? It's just like.
I told him, I said, I'll pay you for it. He's like, you know how the olds are.
I see what this is. This is a long con on your part. You get your parents to sell the home. You drive down there all to get your hands on that tasty 2013 Outback.
Hey, man.
You son of a bitch.
Got a car out of the deal.
Yeah, this is like elder abuse. You swindled you swindled the old Rops out of that ride.
Well, he didn't have to give it to me.
Yeah, I think he did. I think you applied some pressure. But so after the show, we went out with some friends.
I saw the BTJ, but she blew me off.
Yeah, you know.
I got to tell you, man.
Yeah, a little rude.
She kind of blew. Yeah. Mm. I wanted to talk to you about it, but I was like, so I drop you off down at Keller.
It was very nice of you again. You give
in my
rides.
Gold Kansas Subaru Uber.
Wow.
And I see the beach, BTJ over there. Yeah. And
the beach?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I was going to try to shorten BTJ, but then I realized that I couldn't, and so then...
Well, I guess beach, it kind of works.
BTJ.
The BTJ.
So it doesn't work. So anyway, I saw her, I'm like, hey, BTJ! And she's like, oh, hey, bye. Hmm.
Is it possible that
she
was just jealous that we were cruising around?
Or intimidated.
Intimidated. You know,
she kind of blew me off. I wasn't happy about
it. The fact she acknowledged you and that's all you got, if it was like, oh, maybe she didn't see me, maybe she didn't hear me, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Oh, no, she saw me.
It's pretty rude.
It was rude.
Interesting. I'm not going to lie, it's a bit of a problem with her. I don't know how to address it. Quite frankly, I'm terrified of her.
Well, let's talk about it on the radio. Maybe that'll work.
Let's shame her. So we went with some friends. Well, we met up some friends afterwards. We went to a bar.
What?
And that was kind of fun because we went with some ex, recently ex Mormons. So if you go see the Book of Mormon, it's one of the best, and I think it's playing through like Sunday over at the Keller. Highly recommend going. It's like my fourth time seeing it. And I think it's one of the funnest, cause I go see all those, the Broadway shows. I love them. I think that is maybe the funnest musical that you'll ever go to. It's just a good time. You'll laugh more than I think any other musical that I've gone to. But if you grew up in the Mormon church, maybe not if you're currently a Mormon, but if you grew up in the Mormon church or you're familiar with Mormon culture, it hits way, way better. Like
I would imagine.
Oh, you get all the inside stuff. And so we met a buddy of mine who's been out of the church for several years now, and he's completely gone.
Why would he leave the church?
Who's to say? I will say that if I get to the other side and I find out that that stuff is real, I'm in some trouble because I may have facilitated some exits.
Who wants to tell him? It's not real.
Woo! Thank heavens! I'm still going to do that deathbed repentance. So we went with some of his family that has recently left, just like within the last year.
Do they make it hard for you to leave the church? Or do they say, all right, fine?
Well, they make it hard to, like, if you want to, like resign and get your name off the records, but you can just not show up.
Right. Does it depend if they want you gone, too? Like, if you want to go, but they don't want you to go, but there's probably people they also just want to kick out.
I don't think anyone was sad, like, 15 years ago when I walked out, but they did bother me for a while. Like, they would show up at your door.
But if you stay on the, I don't know, the heaven registry or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, the records.
So you do that, and you just don't show up and you just live your life.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call a Jack Mormon?
Mormon, I think, would be someone that still kind of goes but doesn't follow any of the rules.
Doesn't adhere to the principles.
That would be more of what
The term for someone who just doesn't?
You're inactive.
Inactive. Okay.
Inactive.
Okay.
And then if you get removed from the whole thing, that's kind of a pain. They don't want to remove you from anything.
Yeah, because why? Because
I don't know. There's
money in the numbers.
I don't know. But you can, that's a process. You can get removed, though.
Did you get removed?
Oh, yeah. I'm long gone.
Oh, wow.
Well, remember when the weird dude showed up at my door and wrote me a letter saying that, like, he had a vision and a dream about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we addressed it on the air. And we made fun of it. That led to them, I had a guy I know that was like, dude, this will never happen again. And then he expedited the getting me off everything. So, we're all gone. I've been gone for, a decade
plus.
So
what's the point?
So we went with some recently, some people that had recently left the church, and boy, I'll tell you what, like, cause I was all excited. Like no one else had seen it besides me. So I was like, you are going to love this. I'm like, it is so good. It is so funny. And because you were in the church, I'm like, you'll get all the little inside references. So at the intermission, I go back to cause we were sitting in different seats. So I went and found him at the intermission and was like, oh my God, how good was it? One of them was crying. It hit a little,
oh no.
It hit a little too close. Uh-huh. I was like, ah, it's like, you okay? And she goes, yeah, it's a little harsher than I thought. And I'm like, well, it's lighthearted. And she goes, yeah, but it's hard to have everyone laugh at something that you believed in for 30 plus years. And I was like, ah, so it was a little.
Should someone have warned her?
Well, I mean, I thought everyone knew, and she doesn't go. She's not in the church anymore.
I mean, what does she think she's going to see?
And it's the South Park guys, and it's yeah. It was a little rough.
Bit of that's on her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Sheltered there, Alice.
I felt bad. I felt bad for her because I was like, I came rocking up like, oh man, this is the best thing ever, right? It's so funny.
Let's
and then
look at it the other way.
The look on her face.
Look, she had a bad night, but let's look at it the other way.
Yeah.
Progress. Like she's now seeing, she's like, okay. And she'll probably be able to laugh about it in,
I would hope so,
6 weeks.
Because it's really a good show.
Maybe 8 weeks.
The whole point of that was, you were talking.
Do you have a point here?
Well, you were talking about the spectrum.
Yeah.
And so we had some drinks and some food afterwards.
By the way, aren't we all on the spectrum?
This is my point. So her son was there, and her son is a recent graduate of UO, and he was there with his fiance, and they were lovely, a young couple. She dispenses justice as an attorney,
nice.
And he works for Fish and Wildlife, and he's like a savant when it comes to anything animal. Like, he knows every animal, like, known to man.
Well, it's good that he works at the Fish and Wildlife.
Well, that's what I said. And so the mom was, like, was bragging about him, which, you know, it's, well, you should. She's like, ask my son anything about animals. And I was like, well.
What'd you ask him?
Honestly.
Boy, that's a loaded question.
That's what I said.
Can he talk to pigeons or crows?
That's good. That's, I should have brought that.
Can he catch a pigeon?
Would you set him up with your son's girlfriend?
You should have said that. I have a girlfriend.
I got a girl for you. But like they were like, and then she was like, she was asking me animal trivia questions and then having him answer. She was like, what's the only animal that breathes out of its butt? And I was like, why are you asking me? Like ask, he's the savant. She goes, well, he already knows.
Did he
it.
Give you the answer?
He did give me the answer. Apparently it's the turtle.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
breathe out of their ass?
I guess. But she was like,
wow.
She was trying to prove to me that he was a master of all things animal. And I was like, no, I believe
that's
you.
A fun fact.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. He had lots of fun animal facts. He's a nice guy. And then she also then proceeded to tell me about how he's very much on the spectrum. And I was like, well, you don't
now,
need
Now, why
it.
Would you offer that?
That was a little weird. I was like, is he on the spectrum or does he just really like animals? And she goes, well, he's been obsessed with it from a young age. And that was my point was, I get that there's autism that's, you know, obviously. Sure.
Why they call it a spectrum.
Yeah, but that's my point is, like, I think when we were kids, like, no one would call that guy autistic. He just was an animal guy.
Right.
You know, we all knew that kid in school, and unfortunately, that kid got picked on and got, like, dodgeballs swung in his head. So we've come a long way in our treatment of autism. But that was my whole point that I was making to her was, you didn't have to point out that he's autistic. He's just a smart guy that works for the fishing game. Like, I'm convinced that, like, 90% of us are autistic. So to your point, like, if you're really into golf, you're autistic. Why can't you just be really into golf?
Well, fair. Actually, that's probably more right than what I'm saying. But I think that I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you're probably going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weird thing, and people get all butthurt when you talk about it. But why not? Lose the stigma. Let's talk about it.
A lot of people who are drawn to golf,
yeah,
not all, but a lot, are of, they may have a neurological condition.
But this is what I'm asking. Why is...
It's not
how
right.
How many of us then
saying,
are, quote, normal?
Oh, I wouldn't use that term.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Don't
like,
use
what,
that term.
Well, so if you're not autistic...
But it doesn't mean we're autistic. How about that? So we're just all different.
I think we use that term way
normal
too
much. Or autism?
Autism.
Yeah, I agree. You it's know. A specific condition.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I get it, if you're like the, you've seen the kid that like solves the Rubik's Cube and like like 0.4 seconds. Like that kid is, there's stuff going on there. You know, the whole Rain Man thing, I get it. But if you have a little harder time concentrating on one thing, but you're super dialed in on another, or, you know, maybe you're a little socially awkward. Are you artistic? Or are you just socially awkward? Then we're going to try to shove a bunch of pills down your throat, and we're going to try to come up with all these, you know, excuses. And or you get some dude that's just an ass. You ever meet that person? They're just a They're just a D, and they're like, whoa, he's autistic. And I'm like, well, I understand that, but he.
That's
can...
what I tell people when they ask me about you.
he's on.
Why
the
is
spectrum.
He such an ass? I'm like, well, he's on the spectrum.
But that's my thing. Is like, you're normal in a lot of ways, but like with this, you're just an ass to people, and now we're like, oh, he's autistic. Well, it's possible, but he also may just be a Richard.
We got to label everything now.
I know, and I don't like it.
All right, well, don't do it then.
To that guy yesterday, whose name I forget, but he's a lovely dude, and he works for Fish and Wildlife, and him and his wife were extremely nice. I didn't think there was anything weird about that guy. Other than the fact that he knew that turtles breathe out of his ass.
Why are you saying that automatically it's weird if you're on the spectrum? Like, that's another thing you shouldn't say. Hmm. It's not weird.
Well, because it's
again, it no felt, one's normal.
It felt weird to say because I don't he know really why likes she, animals that he's on the spectrum.
I don't know why she offered that up. I'm guessing she did that because it makes her feel better about people's reaction to his quirks. Hmm. Right? That's probably why she does that.
And I think that's my point.
Yeah, everyone, don't do that.
Everyone has quirks. Right. Just let them have quirks.
Now, there we agree.
Yeah, believe me, I got plenty of them.
I know.
You got plenty of them.
Not me, though.
Lord knows Buckley over there.
Oh, my God. He's already betting. He's already. What are you on tonight? What are you betting tonight?
Oh, well, I spent some of this morning betting the clay courts at Roland Garros.
See,
so
here's of my course. Point. If anyone is autistic here that's got something, it's Buckley. Buckley's got a whole.
Can you say on the spectrum, though?
What?
What is that better than I don't saying know. Autistic?
See, and then we got to get into...
Because I think autism is a... I don't know. We don't know what we're talking about. Look, how about this? Just accept everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Group love.
Yeah. Dude's a little different in one way. We're all a little different. Right. Embrace it.
That's right.
And go see the Book of Mormon. It's a great play.
And if you're into golf, I mean, I don't know.
Well, you're the one that started that with saying golfers are autistic.
I didn't say they were autistic.
You said they were on the spectrum.
I said maybe on the spectrum.
You said most.
But it makes me uncomfortable when you say specifically autistic.
But
because there are people who are, that is a specific condition.
But isn't the autism spectrum?
Yes, but they've broadened the spectrum so much that I think what you're saying is that people have now started to just put everyone else on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When that's probably not right.
Yeah, I think it does a disservice to people that actually have
so
like, really
I shouldn't
limiting
use
conditions.
That. I shouldn't use that term. Look, I think we're all a little off
there you go.
By loving golf. You have to be. The sport is maddening. So that's all I'm saying.
All right.
I should never use the you're right. I should never use the term on the spectrum for people who love golf.
I think we're going to stop.
We're never going to do that again.
You do it again, we're going to have a lot of problems.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Exactly.
And there is your opening
song. There you go.
And by the way, I'm still pissed at BTJ. You tell her that I wasn't just some schmuck Uber driver in a gold Subaru.
I wonder if she thought that...
I think that's what it was. Yeah. I don't think she recognized
it. Well, I don't think she was... I mean, no one expects me to come rolling up in a gold Subaru. I mean, who does that sort of luxury?
Well, she didn't see you get out of that car.
No, she didn't.
I only just drove by her and I happened to catch her.
That's what it was,
And I yelled BTJ and my window was down. She's like, oh, hey, bye!
Well, to be honest with you, because she gets a lot of now... BTJs when we're out and about.
She doesn't like it.
Is she
big time in me?
She probably thought you were a jackass listener.
Right. Yeah. And she's
probably on the spectrum.
I mean,
yelling BTJ.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right in her name.
Yeah.
Big time Japanese.
Big time Japanese.
She big timed me.
It is. We'll be out at a concert or something and someone will walk by and yell at her. Happened at Costco like last week. People will just walk by and go, BTJ. And it is a little, it's shocking to her.
Well, she's a star now. Yeah. She is an aloof bitch. Yeah,
that's what I hear.
God.
That's the rumor out there.
She's a star. All right.
There's your opening segment.
All right. Now that.
Who had that on the bingo? Who had hot tism talk?
That is an opening segment.
Yes.
And I don't think you should call it tism either. Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
We can't say anything now.
Tism talk? Yeah, I just.
What?
We're going to have to go to training now.
There's
the boss right there.
You're going to have to go to training anyways.
Dusty's coming in here. He's so pissed off already.
I don't have to go to sensitivity training. Trump said I didn't have to.
Oh my God, today's going to be a show. Let's start with headlines next on The Fan. Well, our boss is bothering us again.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he takes over. Now you can't get him out of here. He wasn't even in here for his own show, and now he's in here all the time.
he's got big boss things going on. You can feel the stress. He's going to age like a president. You ever seen the president when he comes in, and then like 3 years later you see him, you're like, God, you look like hell. That'll
Obama
be
Obama turned gray.
Yes.
Yeah, they all do that.
Yeah, they age immensely. Because Dusty's a handsome young 40. He's got like a young Pedro Pascal thing. And when he leaves here in a couple years, he's just going to be old ass Pedro Pascal.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just see him just become like
a
raisin.
And he was real mad about your tism commentary.
I don't think you're allowed to call it that anymore.
Well, that's what you said.
When you just said it.
And so then I told him, I said, listen, good luck with your emails on that one. And he said, well, I don't even have, the emails still are going to Jeff.
That's pretty great.
So if you complain right now, Jeff's getting them.
How awesome would it be if Jeff just continued over the years to get
just a series of
angry complaints?
Then I told Dusty, I said, what you should do is just create an email account that people can email their complaints to and just never check it.
I have, when I switched over to the iPhone, you know, you get a
welcome back.
Yeah, well, this was a while ago.
But I don't think we officially welcomed you back into the stable of blue
And now everyone can shut up about my green bubble.
And we will.
God bless America.
Yeah.
I got tired of hearing that.
Yeah, we're still on Meatball about that because he's the only green bubble in our family.
Believe me, I got tired of taking
a
lot of flack.
He's like you. He's just dug in. He's like, dude, if you guys keep giving me crap about this, I am not going to go get an iPhone. Just for the hell of it. So we're like, all right, well.
But when you get an iPhone, they give you an iCloud email, right?
Yeah, and I think.
And I don't, you know, you have to sign up when you do like the Apple account or whatever. And I've never used it. And the other day I got a message saying that my thing was full.
And your iCloud, your inbox?
Email.
Oh no.
And I was like, how is that possible?
How
are
people going to get a hold of you?
Well, I was like, I've never once opened it.
How do you even check it?
Well, and that's the, there's an app on the phone.
Oh, like, is there?
Yeah. And so I clicked on the iCloud thing, and I was like, oh my God. So I spent like 5 minutes scrolling through all the various emails that I just have randomly gotten. And it's all just promotional crap and whatever, but doesn't that say something? I've never once logged into that ever. And over the last, whatever it was,
it's
9 months or a year, it's full now of emails.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, just, that's how, like, the moment you create something, there is, it goes into some sort of database and they just start sending you crap to the point where it is now full. And it was kind of hilarious to go through and see some of the emails.
So does that mean Apple sold your?
I would assume, right?
I mean, they just.
Yeah, because so when you log in to, you know, like when you log into something like the Apple iStore, it has to use that same ID. So I'm guessing maybe it's on some sort of registry somewhere.
Someone should do a documentary on just that thing. How on earth? So when you get like even in my regular email,
because
I also have an iCloud, I don't even know how to check it.
No.
So I can't. I'm sure mine's full. And
but there
whatever.
Is. There is.
I have one.
Yeah, there's an app.
But anyway. Like, for example, today I got an email from Nest.
Yeah. Yeah, the little, the home thermostat type stuff.
Which I used once, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really have one.
No.
But now I'm on their email. Where did that come, like, all of a sudden, that shows up? Where does that come from?
Couldn't tell you.
So I want a documentary on that. How? Because, and then I got one from Nextdoor. I haven't used Nextdoor for years. Yeah. Well, how does this happen?
Don't know.
It's like you unsubscribe, and then all of a sudden, someone resubscribes you or sells your info, and then you're back on their list, and you have to unsubscribe again.
Now Apple wants me to buy more storage for $0.99 a month, $2.99 a month, or $10 a month.
I do that.
I'm like,
it's important.
I don't. Why?
Well, I got a lot of crap on my phone. I need the extra storage.
I don't know.
But anyway, I just don't understand how it keeps happening. It's really annoying.
Couldn't tell you.
And you just got to keep unsubscribing.
Yeah.
And
or
that, of
just
course,
not look at your email.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes important stuff is in there.
That's why I like the Gmail breaks it up into categories. So they set up like the promotional anything you get on any social media. And then you can just delete
the
that stuff
box.
in just mass. But
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take an email course.
No, you're not.
I'm going to learn all this.
No, you're not.
I'm going to become an email wizard.
No, you're not.
You know what I'm even going to do? I'm going to create my own, what do you call it, signature at the end of my emails? Isaac Rupp, 1080 The Fan. Make it a great day.
Of all the things that you could do, that is by far the one that there's a small possibility, like in an alternate universe, but you're still not going to do
that.
And I'll
put the logo on there.
One, you don't know how to do it, and two, you're not going to take the time.
My Isachi signature.
Nah.
I need to step up my game.
Isachi.
No, I agree with that, but you're not going to do it. By the way, kudos to you for firing that off at the same time. I love when you guys do that.
We do that a lot.
It warms my heart when you guys hit the button at the same time.
Great minds.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to headlines. Stefon Diggs has some non-news out there, which I think is funny.
Makes sense. He's kind of a non-newsy sort of guy.
Yeah, I mean, this is, to me, very stupid, but it's kind of funny and it's a thing. So we're going to talk about it. That's right up our alley. Stupid and not a thing.
Yeah.
So therefore, we'll discuss it.
Sounds about right.
Buckley mentioned, what do they call in the French Open these days?
Roland Garros.
Yeah, they changed that. Did you know that?
They changed it. It's always been there.
No.
Well, they've always called the venue that, but now they're calling the tournament that.
The tournament is no longer the French Open. It's Roland Garros.
Come again?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm being silly.
Yeah. They changed the name of the tournament.
It was more of like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I got you. Yeah. So, anyway, the coolest thing that's happened.
You were about ready to come across the table at me on that one.
At Roland Garros yet. It involves a watch, and it has nothing to do with tennis.
Really? I'm still trying to process. You can't just drop that on me. It's no longer. So Rafa no longer won like 17 French Opens?
I will say.
He runs 17 Roland Garroses?
You may have been gone, but I.
You want to do the TNT clip?
Yeah, didn't we play that? He might have been out.
He might have been out, but I think it's worth revisiting.
Yeah.
Roland Garros from Paris, the clay courts. One of the tennis Grand Slam events, and it's on TNT and streaming on Max. Our first year of that, the coverage, can't wait for it to start.
Changing that from French Open to Roland Garros, yeah, is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Stop. Stop.
Trying to keep a nice relationship with our new partner.
We gave him $60 million a year.
Can they?
It's May 25th.
We gave him $60 million a year. We
so they can change it every day, what?
Yeah.
I've been telling the French how to do their business.
Gave them $60 million a year. They better shut the hell up.
Wow. Probably the last time we'll run that promo.
It's that time.
God, those guys are great.
That is the best thing, because that's us. And I love that.
One of the best lines in there that's overlooked is Shaq going, "Don't tell the French how to do their business."
I love everything about that.
I like Kenny going, "For $60 million, we can tell them to shut the hell up."
So anyway, they didn't like it on TNT. It is weird. It's like, it's the French Open.
Yeah.
It's like the British Open of golf is now called the Open.
But at least that's easy, because it's just dropping. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But
there are other open. There's a lot of opens.
There is a lot of opens, but it is the Open.
The Open.
The Ohio State. Yeah. You can't just, like, if you changed the U.S. Open to, was it Flushing Meadows, right? You can't just now, because that'd be the same thing. Right? It's at Flushing Meadows, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you're
So you're telling me now that this is just, hey, where did Andy Roddick win his only major? He won the Flushing Meadow? Or is it Flushing Meadows? I'm with Kenny and Shaq. This is stupid. I refuse to call it that.
Yeah, call it whatever you want.
Yeah, it's the French, just like I still call Twitter, Twitter.
So we had a cool moment there, and then also coming up, will Dan Lanning think twice about jumping in a pool?
Yeah.
The next time.
Yeah. Some hot takes coming out about that.
Very hot.
Yeah. I was a little surprised with how scorching some of those were.
Yeah, well, none of the three topics that are next up matter.
No.
None of them.
Not at all.
And that's what's great about it.
One's got hots, though.
Because people
actually do have hots.
Hot and bothered. Right? Yeah, actually, two of the three do. Yeah. Yeah. three of the three. You're 3 for 3 on hots. There's a hot at the table of the tennis one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. He's on there.
3 for 3.
So we will get to those items coming up here on today's broadcast. But first, Buckley with sports.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
All right, I know it seems like we're trying to get to nothing today, but that's not true.
No, we just didn't.
It's just we have 4 hours, and when you have 4 hours, you have time to breathe. Well, and so I have to tell you...
We've got on the show spectrum as well.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. I have to tell you about something that just happened. I was walking back to get some water because...
so we're not getting to anything yet again.
No one will refill the water jug out here, except for me.
Yeah, that was your whole thing.
Well, I mean, I'd like it if somebody else paid the $8 every once in a while. You know, that's just,
Didn't Buckley give you some...
No, he refuses.
No, I did not.
Someone gave you money.
It's absurd. Dusty did.
Yeah.
But not you and not Buckley.
I don't use it.
Not Swigart.
Yeah, I've not used it anywhere near $8 worth, so I'm out.
Well, anyway, so I have to go back to the back to get my water now.
Yeah.
Until I so kindly refill it for you guys.
Really roughing it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's way back there. And anyway, there are old donuts back there.
Yeah, they came
from
in
2 days ago.
Kurt Ludwig, I think, got those a day or two ago.
I think that was yesterday.
Yeah, it would have been yesterday because we weren't here Monday. So
yeah.
Tuesday morning, he throws two boxes of donuts in there from a meeting or something.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made the mistake of having a bite.
You ate a day and a half old donut?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, it was terrible and I instantly regretted it. But I walked out of there, and walking back towards the show, I see John Ludwig from sales, and he goes, he saw me chewing something, and he goes, you just had a day old, didn't you?
Mm.
And I said, John, I did.
Yeah.
He said, you're ashamed, aren't you? I said, John,
yeah.
I am.
Well, you now send me down a hole of the rabbit hole.
Don't eat those donuts. They were good originally.
Yeah.
They were good yesterday. I had
they're not.
One.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
So here in, because again, now that we've decided to officially get to nothing, I ask you, is there a greater shame food than the old stale donut? Because when you eat the old stale donut, you know it's not good.
Like, I knew it wasn't going to be.
Yeah, you knew it wasn't going to be any good. You pick it up and it's stale.
But I hoped.
You bite it and it still doesn't taste good, but you're still chewing it. I mean, and it, instantly, you're just like, I am disgusted with it. But you ate it.
I did. Well, it was only a little. I mean, it was
I'm
a little.
I'm just saying. Find me. Is
a
there
maple
a
maple bar?
Is there a greater? I knew you were going with the maple bar.
I love the maple
I knew
bar.
It. Well, who doesn't?
God.
Is there a greater shame food than the day or two old donut?
The only thing I could offer is maybe when you have a pizza and it's old and crusty and not good,
yeah,
and you eat one piece, mm-hmm. and you're like, why did I do that? Yeah. But then you eat another.
Go back for more.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. And maybe this says something about me and my spectrum. I don't feel guilty about old pizza. I will eat old pizza and not even think about it.
Hell yeah, that's good
but
pizza.
What about the? But I'm saying it's the extra piece of old pizza that you know you is gross and you because you've already had one.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't need the other. That's the thing about pizza is I will. I don't know about you. I have pretty good food intake control. Pretty good.
Sure.
But when it comes to pizza, yeah. I do not. Yeah. I cannot control it. If it's sitting there, I'm going to eat it. And there's oftentimes that last old stale piece that just needs to be tossed away. Mm. But you eat it.
Yeah.
That right there is the only thing I can think of that comes close.
I don't know why. I don't feel overtly shamed about old pizza. I feel like old pizza is like, it's pizza. But there's something about an old donut that just...
Well, again, it's not the old pizza. It's the last bit of the old pizza.
Like, especially if it's just maybe like a handle, just like a piece of crust. That's bad.
The piece of crust.
That's bad.
That has the tooth marks out of it.
I can't lie. I'll eat that. I've had some handle on some pizza. And that's...
Yeah.
That may be more shameful than the donut.
Well, I feel like it's so wasteful.
Yeah, it's... You see it down there, and you're like, well, and then you can justify because you're like, well, it's just
but also crust. You're chewing on gnarled crust that's kind of dried up that has no sauce or meat or cheese on it. It's like, cool, what a crappy breadstick. Good for you.
Yet we do it.
We do it. The only now
maybe there's a little bit of sauce left on
the other one that kind of hit me now because I hadn't thought about this until you brought up just the crappy handle of pizza. That chicken strip that isn't really a chicken strip, it's just batter, you know? It's like the pinky toe of the chicken strip.
Yeah.
And you're not certain that there's any real...
There's no chicken in it.
It's just the breading.
And you know what? You eat it every
day.
They're great.
Yeah, I got no problem.
That's not good.
It's a little much.
That's a little much.
Carl Jr. had an ad maybe it was Burger King. This is like probably 10 years ago. And there was like two guys sitting in a truck in traffic and they're eating their burgers. And you know how like that American cheese melts off your burger and goes on to the wrapper?
Oh, yeah.
The guy looks over to his friend and goes, hey, man, you going to eat your cheese paper? And like eating the melted cheese that's coming off the burger and just sticking to your wrapper. Yeah, that's not great.
That's not good. It's not a good look. It's not a good look for anybody.
Some guy says he calls those the pizza bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will. You'll walk by and be like,
I don't even care who ate the... It kind of doesn't count who ate the actual pizza.
Yeah, it's no countsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least with a donut, you feel that someone cut it or ripped it in half. You know someone gnawed on that pizza and you still don't care.
Somebody said Slim Jims are pretty shameful.
Oh, God. That's awful. Yeah, but that's a whole different category because that's not leftover. If you're eating... If you went into a convenience store, which I believe is the only place to buy those... I don't think they sell those in normal stores. If you walk into a 7-Eleven and you look at a Slim Jim and think to yourself, this is what I'm spending $2 on, you probably need to make better life choices. So that's a whole different category of shame because that's new. You're buying old pizza, old donuts. That's just that you find those. A Slim Jim you set out to eat and purchase, that's rough, man. Because inside that convenience store, there's real beef jerky, right? You got the beef jerky that you can lift up and get fresh in the little containers. Plenty of beef jerky sticks that you can, like a Tillamook or like an Old Trapper. But you're choosing the rat-ass Slim Jim you got. And there's like that weird oil that it sits in, like that weird pink.
Yeah.
I can't handle that.
I think they used to make chicken nuggets out of that. The fact that you're choosing to eat that.
What?
You just don't care about yourself. You're going down the wrong roads.
Well, we've blown another one, guys.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to headline. Okay, so we're going to start with Stephon Diggs. Now, he's in the news, and I understand why he's in the news, but...
Well, he's dating someone famous.
Oh, isn't he? It's not that. I don't know who he's dating.
Yeah, we discussed that, Isaac. It was not one of the three women in the video.
Oh, I didn't know. That's why you said,
was
she there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know who he's dating. Look, here's the point.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it next.
We have pink substance.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's going...
And not the Slim Jim.
It's going viral.
Or is it?
That's next on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
So raise your hand if you forgot Stephon Diggs was now a Patriot. I'm raising my hand for those that can't see.
Yeah, I tore his ACL.
I totally forgot that.
It may have taken me a minute, but I knew it wasn't back with Houston. I'm going to go, can I raise my hand, kind of?
You sure can.
It's like a halfway sort of thing.
I noticed Buckley didn't raise his hand. Did you remember that he was with the Patriots?
Yeah, it was kind of their big acquisition for Drake May.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I still contend.
I'm not sure it's going to be like a great thing. I just know that was kind of their splash move. Why
move. You get an aging, problematic, pain in the ass receiver coming off an ACL tear to put with your young, impressionable
quarterback. Well, he is among the very elite at being a pain in the ass.
Well, they had to get someone.
Yeah, I just think there's better ways to go about it than, again, a guy on the wrong side of 30 with an ACL tear who has worn out his welcome literally everywhere he goes.
So the new head coach of the Patriots, which I did remember, is Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. And he already had to come out and say, it's something we're aware of. We want to make great decisions on and off the field. Mm-hmm. He is referring to a viral video of Stephon Diggs on a boat. And he's got three girls surrounding him.
He's got lovely ladies.
And they are begging him for drugs, of which he eventually gives them once he makes them call him daddy.
Yes. And then he says...
Which is what I do too.
And then he says, don't take it all,
but
go have fun and come back to me.
Yeah.
That's
hey, it's your window, daddy.
And then,
which, by the way, kind of a baller move. Hey, ladies, call me daddy. Now you go do this and you come back, but don't take it all.
And then he hands them what appears to be a baggie of a pink substance, which... look, I'm no drug expert, but there are drug experts out there.
I believe everyone is calling it the pink cocaine.
Or?
2C.
2C.
So that's the, isn't that kind of the same thing? Isn't that the psychedelic, isn't it like cocaine mixed with some?
It's like a synthetic cocaine.
Yeah,
it's kind of a cocaine knockoff, at least in my research.
Yeah, it's like cocaine, and they mix it in with some hallucinogenics.
Some other goodies.
Yeah, you get the highs of the coke.
You get any fent in there?
You get some of like the, whoa!
Could be fent in there.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Anyway.
Hey, The point is, he's not taking it. He just wants the ladies.
Well, he didn't want to take it all.
Well, that's, you know.
And they were so appreciative of the drugs.
Yeah.
And they called him daddy and kind of flirted with him. Now, who's he dating?
Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
And I guess it sounds like she was on the yacht partying with him.
Okay. So this to me is like a nothing burger. It's so mundane and who cares? But I get it's a bad look for the Patriots. And of course, they're going to have to address it. And they're like, Diggs, dude, freaking, what are you doing? But can I just offer up that there is somebody getting a pass here that should not?
Go for it.
And that is whoever freaking filmed that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, come on. All the guys do. He's having a good time on a yacht.
Yeah.
He's
got some hose. Yes. Got some pink coat.
He's rich. Who cares? Stop filming.
His gal's there clearly in support of what's about to go down.
I hate that. Yes. Who is that?
Yeah. It's.
And I guarantee you Diggs knows who that is because he was standing right, he or she was standing right there.
But can I say, I'm with you, and we've talked about this. There's nothing that bothers me more than if you're out having a good time and someone starts, in your group, starts taking photos or videos.
Yeah, what are you doing? You can take whatever, but why is that out?
No, you can't take whatever.
No, you can't, you're right. But I'm just saying like—
That is an instant, we don't ever hang out ever again.
But there's a difference between filming something or taking a picture and then releasing it. There's probably a lot of stuff on a lot of people's phones that could get a lot of very high-profile people in trouble, but it's not out there because people have discretion. Well, this guy, whoever this person was that filmed it, did not.
It's probably someone going for clout, where they're like, look, I'm on a boat with Stephon Diggs, not even beginning to think of the
ramifications. I'll tell you what, that's an immediate ass-whooping if I see you take... I mean, like, you can't... There's just no reason to ever have that stuff filmed, but this is where I'm going to defend whoever the jackass that was filming this. A lot of times these idiots post it themselves. We saw Ja Morant waving guns on his own Instagram photo.
Twice.
You know, so this may be the fact that Stephon Diggs knows he's on a boat with the ladies and he's producing coke and he knows that he's being filmed and doesn't seem to mind it. This may be one of those where
you know that he does know.
How can he not?
Well, I mean, somebody could be just, you know, doing a, you know, holding their phone, you know.
I don't know. All I know is if you've got three ladies and something's about to go down and you've got the and you've got some coke, whether it's pink or white, and someone's got their phone pointed at you and you're like, ha ha.
Well, like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean the phone was pointed at him. People can discreetly film things.
It's true.
And here's the other thing. Diggs probably does this crap all the time.
Sure.
So I'm guessing guys like that can't, like, I wonder what that's like to have to. To have to be, try to be discreet about everything all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he probably just, especially when he's on a boat or a yacht, he thinks he's in the safe space. And he should be.
Well, but unfortunately now, and this is the problem that, I don't want to be too judgy. Look, I think we know what these ladies are about, right? And that's the problem.
Drugs.
When you're with the hoes, when you're with the ladies, this type... Well, it's the same ones.
I'm sure they're great.
What, Gronk had this. Julian Edelman had this, where like there's like they take photos of them while they're sleeping, and they're like, "Look who I just stooped." These are not.
That was Edelman.
It was. I think both of them.
It happened to Harden.
Yeah, it happened to Harden. Like I think this is something like when you're with that type of. I think you called it a clout chaser.
Yeah.
When you're with the clout chaser ladies.
Happened with Josh Giddey with a 17-year-old.
Yeah, when you're with these people, honestly, I think anything goes, and they're going to do anything to get the attention because it's not them that there's going to be any sort of blowback on. To them, they think it's great because now they're on Instagram partying with Stephon Diggs and Cardi B on a yacht doing God knows what. But it's Stephon Diggs. Now, it's not, it's OTA, so it's voluntary. But here's a guy coming off an ACL tear. He signed a 3-year, $69 million contract. And instead of being at voluntary minicamp with your young quarterback, which you were brought in to kind of be the big weapon for, you are now having to make you're making your head coach having to answer questions about you and drugs and ladies on a boat. It's tremendously just stupid. But this is, I think, what you get when you get in bed with literally and figuratively with Stephon Diggs. I mean, he has a reputation for a reason.
Okay, coming up next, the coolest thing that has happened at Roland Garros so far has nothing to do with tennis.
Or the French Open.
That's next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.